smack.
Now, the host of Count Pointer Count, John Nelson.
Nothing like normally being the first page, but getting bumped to the second page. When things go down in Atlanta, they seem to go down in bunches, and if it's not Michael Vick, it's Chris Benoit. Originally, it was just supposed to be Benoit in the toxicology report. Then Michael Vick kind of usurped what would have been the lead story of the day. Is a whole lot, or is anything, resolved at all in the Chris Benoit case now that the toxicology report is out? More questions probably after this.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-231-7911 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-231-7911. 1-800-231-7911.
So you thumb through the toxicology report and you find out that Nancy Benoit had a blood alcohol content of 0.184, a little more than two times the legal limit, and the medical examiner's office thinks that probably the idea of the body disintegrating created that particular level at the time the BAC was taken. Chris Benoit's son Daniel had four times an acceptable level of Xanax in his system, and Chris Benoit had a testosterone level of 59:1, 1:1 being normal, 4:1 being acceptable under most testing circumstances for athletes under the World Anti-Doping Agency, 10:1 being acceptable under WWE wellness policy certifications, 59:1. What does that mean? We don't know. Probably never will know. We'll now have theories as to how things happen one way or the other. Is it roid rage? Probably not, because of the care that was taken for Daniel and the care that was taken for Nancy as they were reportedly laying down in the house after they were murdered. So then what is it? Could be an accident, could be a bunch of things. And as discussed on last week's show, it's pretty much open questions. And the only people who have those answers are no longer with us. Those are my thoughts. I welcome yours.
Count Pointer Count on the World Internet Radio Network and Podomatic.com.